baseball games aplenty this afternoon in the bigs. A number have gone final. Boston, an 8-2 winner over Toronto. Yankees defeat the Baltimore Orioles 6-5. And Pittsburgh steamrolls Colorado by a final score of 14-6. One other final, the New York Mets pick up the victory over the Washington Nationals by a final score of 6-4. ABC News has more of those scores and games currently going on now.
Greetings. This is Amber Fisher, superintendent of Murray Ridge Center, with summer fun on my mind. With spring finally here and summer just around the corner, it's not too early to begin thinking about some of the enjoyable warm weather activities on the horizon, like festivals and parades. At Murray Ridge Center, we love to engage with the community at these types of events. From the Avon Duct Tape Festival in June to the North Ridgeville Corn Festival in August, clear through to the Vermilion Woolly Bear Festival in the fall, we will be there to spread the word about Murray Ridge. We invite you to join program participants, staff, and other friends in marching the local parade routes to promote the work we do and hand out candy along the way, too. If you'd like to join us, call 329-3734 to volunteer to march with Murray Ridge at an upcoming parade. We'd love to have you join us. This has been a Murray Ridge Reminder on AM 930 WEOL.
Think outside your car. When driving near a person walking, here are some tips to remember. Yield to walkers in intersections. Every intersection is a crosswalk, painted or not. Look out for people crossing the street around schools, parks, and neighborhoods. And always check for walkers when making turns. This message is sponsored by the Creating Healthy Communities program at Lorain County Public Health, working together for the health of us all. Join United Way for the most entertaining event of the summer, Spellebrate Lorain County, a fun spelling bee for adults where you don't have to be a good speller to have a great time. Spellebrate is Thursday, June 20th, 5 to 8:30 at Avon's Emerald Event Center. All proceeds support United Way's Lorain County education initiatives. Teams compete for the $1,000 grand prize, and spectators can influence the game and win prizes. Team registration is $200. Spectator tickets are $30. All attendees receive dinner and a drink ticket. More information at uwlorainecounty.org.
This is weather on AM 930. Scattered storms should go away tonight with a low near 55. Friday, sun, then clouds, high of 73.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
14 minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas with you. We'll take you up to about 4:20, and then it'll be time to send it out to Strongsville. Tim Alcorn standing by, ready to call the Division I Baseball District title game between St. Ed's and Amherst. 4:30 first pitch, but we'll send it out to Tim right around 4:20. In the second hour of today's show, we'll work in the weekend happenings brought to you by Hometown Vendors as well. A lot happening this weekend on what should be a very busy Memorial Day weekend. But before we get there, we need to talk to Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram. And, of course, Dave's appearances brought to you here on the local beat by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by, see Jim and Bob and the entire gang down at Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Doing all right. Staying busy.
Staying very busy, from what we can tell. I mean, from, you know, new council members to buildings being bought out at Chestnut Commons and trees falling on pavilions and also graduation, which is pretty topical this time of the year. You know, I think high school and college, I mean, everywhere I walk, I see tents going up and I see balloons and people getting ready for graduation parties. And LCCC, of course, was the place to be this weekend. Over 1,600 degrees were given out there. Wild stuff. And, of course, you were there for all that.
Yeah. Actually, it was 2,400 degrees to more than 1,600 graduates. So that's pretty – there were people on the list, Bull, in the program who were getting 9 degrees and or certificates at a single time.
Wow.
They went and they did 9 programs and were graduating at all at the same time. Absolutely incredible. You know, I can't have 9 thoughts at the same time.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was really neat to see. Everybody was really excited. Packed the field house over there. 600 grads. They had there were people with, you know, they always do up the mortar boards like really neat, and they'll have stuff like DDD done with my degrees, you know, on the top, and people with icicle lights hanging from them that were working LEDs, and they obviously had the battery inside the cap or whatever, like just a lot fancier than I'm used to. But yeah, it was fantastic. It was a really nice ceremony. Congratulations to all the grads. It was really fun to watch.
I think what's neat in your story too is you kind of pointed out that look, they have the university partnerships and everything too, but the high schools is where they've really been hitting with a lot of these kids getting their either certificates or associate's degrees as they're getting their high school degrees as well through LCCC.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting program. And I was telling President Ballinger, the day before graduation, we had a little sit down with her and Alan Golston, who was the commencement speaker from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I was saying, hey, I wish I had this back, when I was graduating high school. Take college courses at your high school, get credit for them, and then when you get your diploma, you also come away with an associate's degree in whatever, whatever offerings they have. You know, hey, sign me up,
Well, yeah, and they're saving these kids and these families tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
In most cases.
Tons of tuition savings.
Yeah, it's incredible. One of the things that really kind of stand out when you go to a college graduation, the commencement speeches. There are always a couple of things that kind of stand out. Any major takeaways from the commencement speeches that you noticed just off the top of your head?
Well, Alan Golston was a really engaging speaker. He was real excited up there on at the podium. He basically said, education creates opportunity, and he said, with hard work, with dedication, a lot of stuff that I've heard in other commencement speeches. But he basically said, hey, go out there and pay it forward. A lot of these students, I think like 30% of the graduates were first time college graduates in their family.
Wow.
So how many is that? And they had them all stand, and that was pretty impressive that some of these were, some first, second generation Americans, and then some of them having been the first person to graduate with any kind of degree from a college in their family. I mean, he pointed that out. He said, look, this is fantastic. Like, pay that forward to your children, on down the line to future generations. Again, he talked a lot about hard work and being, being a role model as well. He said, we've never needed role models more like all of you than we do today. Be responsible, become mentors, become tutors, that kind of thing. Just pay it all forward to the next generation. That was the big takeaway. I thought that was a real impressive thing for him to say.
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on our local beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. All right, we need to ask you what in the world happened at that Elywood Park Pavilion. You guys had a nice picture in the paper talking about how, this time of the year, I guess this isn't totally uncommon. I mean, we talked about it in the opening segment of the show. There was a storm that blew through apparently only certain parts of Lorain County this morning. Matt didn't get much of it. I got a pretty good chunk of it. I mean, what I had lasted about 10 minutes. But it felt like my house was going to blow away in the process. So what happened at the pavilion?
So nobody got hurt, but a tree came down on a pavilion at Elywood Park over there, on the north side of town. And we had a reader who was out there who took some photos for us. And that pavilion had just been replaced, just been repaired. Metro Parks had just done a bunch of work on it, and smack, that tree came down right in the middle of the roof, and so they're gonna have to rip the whole thing out and do it again. Insurance will cover the damages, but it was some impressive photos. I mean, those trees, when they come down, that they come down hard, And again, fortunately, nobody was under there, and it had been rented out for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. But fortunately, they were able to give the person who rented it a better spot, and she was very understanding.
Yeah, I would suppose you would. I mean, if there's a tree inside, so that thing's pretty well done for a while until they get those rebuilds done.
Yeah, until they get it all plotted out, and the insurance comes back with sure. with a price on it. You know, it's going to be out of commission.
Well, yeah, and what's tough about that is that this time of the year, those kinds of places will be very heavily populated. I mean, you talked about the Memorial Day celebrations this weekend, and that's kind of what stinks about all that is that pavilion would have been used a ton, but now they've got to repair it all over again. All right, want to throw this at you before we get into our scanner stories. The medical office building on Chestnut Commons has been sold. Now, what does this mean exactly? What are some of the details, and should we anticipate any changes to come as a result?
This is the Cleveland Clinic, Elyria, Family Health Center. I have to reach out to see if there's anything that's actually going to happen here. A lot of times these buildings are leased through a company. This was part of more than $1 billion worth of sales that were involved in this. Buildings in 15 states, and there were dozens of, I think there were four dozen or 50 some buildings that were part of this deal. As far as I've heard, not particularly any changes going on. I think the clinic probably likes to have a have a building there. This might just be a change in ownership for the leasing company, but I got to reach out and make some more calls on this because this broke a little bit late the other night. So we'll see how it goes. I'll give you an update when I get one.
Very nice. And the plan is for next week to get you back in here on Tuesdays again. We've been redirected a bit in our afternoons and evenings because of all the baseball and softball games that have been going on. That's obviously a good problem to have, but we've got Dave lined up to come back in on Tuesdays again starting next week. All right, my friend, you threw a scanner story at me on Twitter earlier this week, and this is one of my favorite parts of the week. What kinds of goodies do you have for us?
Well, if it's the one I'm thinking of, Dateline Cleveland, a disturbance at the Cleveland Clinic parking garage. Staff reported a goose noisily pecking the bumper of a Ford F-150 parked in the garage. Clinic police used their best goose language and chased it away.
See, all they really had to do was just goose it. It would have gone away. Although, you know what? I can't believe there was no video footage of this.
I hope there is.
There's got to be somewhere.
Right?
In this day and age, yeah.
It's
tough. See a goose pecking at a car, you're shooting with the camera there on the phone.
What did the car ever do to the goose?
Yeah, no kidding.
Did it honk at it?
Must have.
Oh, that's good.
See,
I like
well
what you did
done.
There,
yeah. I learned from you, Bull.
Yeah,
well done,
from
Dave.
You.
Well done, my friend. Next Tuesday can't get here fast enough now. I'm really excited about us getting back on schedule again because more puns, more fun, and excitement will follow, I'm sure. Dave, a pleasure as always, my friend. Love having you here in studio. We'll
Absolutely.
Do this again in a few days.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you, Dave, again. Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by, see Jim, Bob, and the entire gang on Broad Street right across from the hospital here in Elyria. Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Stop by, and you'll see why. We need to get to a break. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Matt will update us on the local news. We'll get into the weekend happenings, thanks to our friends at Hometown Vendors. And after all that, it'll be time to send it out to Strongsville, where Tim Alcorn is standing by, ready to call our baseball Division I district championship between St. Ed's and Amherst. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
This is Clark Howard. If you're in a multi-vehicle household, you may have a car or truck that has a battery.